Today, more Kiwis are selling for a loss. Hello, Guinness, Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, on this post covering finance and property news. Well, the latest CoreLogic pain and gain report from New Zealand showed that more than 1 in 10 Auckland residential properties sold in the third quarter at a loss. And the report found that 7.4% of the residential properties sold across the entire country in the September quarter were sold for less than their owners paid for them. In the major centres, people were most likely to make a loss on the sale of the property in Auckland, where 11.3% of sales fetched prices below what owners had paid for them, and were least likely to make a loss in Christchurch, where the loss-making rate was about 4.7% of total sales, but of course it doesn't include transaction costs. The proportion of loss-making sales has increased rapidly since the beginning of 2021 and is now at its highest points since 2015. And by the way, the median size of the loss on properties for less than their purchase price was about $45,000. However, that will likely balloon out to about $70,000 or more once selling expenses such as agents' fees and legal expenses are added. In Auckland, the median size of losses was about $63,000, which would likely rise to around $90,000 once selling expenses were added. But the biggest losses on average occurred in Wellington, where the median loss was around $136,000. Note this too, the median ownership period for the loss-making properties was about 2 years, while the median length of ownership for those who sold for more than their purchase price was 8.1 years. The median gain for those sold for more than their purchase price was about $284,000. Now, none of this should be that surprising, the report said. After all, driven in no small part by higher mortgage rates, the wider down in property values began in late 2021 and ran for around 18 months, meaning that a pass-through of less gain or more pain for property resellers was always inevitable, especially if they've only had a relatively short hold period of 1 to 2 years, it said. Now, there can be several reasons why people need to sell their home after just 1 or 2 years, for example, moving across the country for a new job. For those people, dropping price may not be a huge disaster because they will likely be buying back into the market at a lower price as well. But it's also likely that some of the sellers will be people who've been caught out by the steep rise in interest rates over the last couple of years, which has left them struggling to stay afloat. In such cases, they may have decided it's better to cut their losses and salvage whatever they can from their equity rather than struggling on risk facing a mortgagee sale. Now, the point I want to make is that we've looked at New Zealand as a bit of a harbinger for the nature of property markets in Australia. And so my expectation is, in the next little while, we are going to see a similar story where some people are being forced to sell, particularly those who purchased relatively recently. And in that situation, the property price moves have not been sufficient to cover the costs of transactions, and indeed in some cases property prices are still falling now. So we will probably see similar trends emerging in Australia, but we are perhaps 6 to 12 months behind New Zealand. The other point here is that it is likely that with high interest rates hanging around for quite some time, more people will be making that very difficult decision to sell and get out, even if they face a loss. And that sometimes, by the way, is a better strategy than hanging in and hoping for rate cuts, which just may not come anytime soon. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.